the studio, Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Matthew. So we'd like to thank the Havelock Hotel tonight for having me to another 5AA. It was a 5AA person as well there tonight.
Oh, who was that?
Will David might be late tomorrow. So
oh, really? Yes. So, big night down there.
All right. He was fine.
Good, so, good eyes. All right. Well, look, calls to Richard, like all others tonight, are going to go into the draw for the Adelaide Cabaret Festival Gala Night Double Pass that we have, where a lot of the stars from the Cabaret Festival will be on. This is on Friday, I think it's the 11th of June. It's in one of these pieces of paper here, Richard. But anyway, whatever night it is, we're going to give it out to the best caller tonight, right through the show. So calls to Richard on 8223-0000. Now,
I was just going to say, Matthew, yes. Overnight tonight, I've got to get up at 3 a.m. because Apple are going to make all the announcements tonight.
Really? What's happening?
Well, we should see new iPads. Okay. We should see the AirTags finally get released. So AirTags, have you seen the tile trackers, Matthew?
No.
Little Bluetooth tile tracker.
Oh, that you put on things?
Apple's version of that is going to come out.
Yeah.
And so if you lose something in the house, your iPhone will actually be able to tell you where it is at the time, which is very good.
Yeah.
But it's also going to have a thing on there but we're going to know more about it tonight, that if somebody steals your item, it will actually be able to crowdsource all the iPhones that are around it. So if it goes past an iPhone, we might be able to track it down.
I need one for pieces of paper at the moment. I'm looking for the one with your notes.
Now, there are paper going everywhere here at the moment.
I'm sure your notes are very important, but I don't have them. So
we'll just keep going. And Angie's ignoring us at the moment, that's which is right. Quite funny. iOS 14.5 should drop tomorrow as well. Very important that I've got to say, if you're on an iPhone 11, make sure you download it because it's got inside it it's a battery recalibration. Part. So a lot of people that have the iPhone 11s are getting reports of bad battery life on there as well. So what it does, it recalibrates the battery and tells you whether it's a good battery or a bad battery on there as well.
Right.
And, if the battery's a dud, then you can take it back to Apple and get it replaced for free, which is good.
Excellent. Oh, this is you. Okay, I thought this was the other notes. I got them.
We've got two lots. Say yes. So that will drop. That will drop tonight, as long as 200 new emojis, because we need another. 200.
Oh yeah, we do. I know. And what are they now? What, one frown up, one frown down, or something?
Oh, I've got no idea. There's 200 new emojis.
More. So there's already about 500, isn't there?
I know somebody who's in a relationship with somebody at the moment. And if there's not at least 6 to 12 emojis on the end of it, he knows he's in trouble.
I find them so annoying.
So do emojis.
I really do.
Yeah.
And I rarely use them, occasionally, but rarely. But you can write whole sentences now with emojis.
But it's just too hard for me. I can't be bothered doing that.
We're old school.
We are.
So, okay, this is very important to know. Now, Apple Music, telling artists how much it pays per stream, and it ain't a lot, is it?
It's not a lot. And it quite surprised me. So they send it out to make sure everybody knew how much they were actually paying per stream. It's $0.01 per stream.
Wow.
Which is not much at all on there as well. So, but it's double what Spotify pay as well. So, but Spotify claim because of the world's largest music service out there as well, that because we're the world's largest, we don't have to pay you as much. So they pay 1/3 to 1/2 a US cent per stream on there as well. So, Apple get theirs from the monthly subscription services. They really need more money, Matthew.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 cent a stream.
I know.
It's just...
Well, it's not good for artists, though, is it? At the end of the day, I mean, okay, so if they get 1 million people, that adds up to something, I suppose, that are streaming. But, I remember listening to Mark Holden on Cornsey's Conversation saying what he used to get for a hit back in the 60s and 70s to what he gets today, and it's almost not worth penning a song.
Exactly right. So, they make more money off of YouTube. If they can put a video up there, YouTube and Google, I don't know what they pay, but they pay far better than the streaming service. So Apple make theirs out of subscriptions. We've got to remember, Spotify hasn't made a dollar since day one.
Really?
Yeah. It loses money every year.
So how do they keep going?
money comes in, money goes out. It's all, you know, it's just all part of it. So, you know, it surprised, a bit like Uber, haven't made a dollar since day one either. They continuously lose money every year.
I don't understand that business model, because if I continuously, well, actually I do. So anyway, all right.
I just sort of, you know, but, you know, since we had COVID last year and, you know, we don't see the concerts we used to as well, there is a call for them to get more money. And honestly, I would join that chorus as well. One cent.
I know.
Good heavens.
I know. Because they make millions, let's face it.
They do.
You received an email today explaining how can people use COVID.
No. I've got an email. I haven't written it properly on there as well. So the government sent out an email today saying I can use my GovID to log into my Gov.
Okay. Isn't that what you used to be able to do?
Well, that's what I would have thought. Yeah. They've sent an email and explaining it to people today.
Okay.
And it just really, the government and technology really surprised me sometimes, because most people would know that on there as well. But I got this email explaining in intricate detail how I could do it. I thought, well, blind Freddie would know that well. So it's just another thing that the government, I thought it was the strangest email I've received.
So it's not actually spam or,
no,
or you
not.
Know.
No, it's a genuine email. It's probably like the same bloke that had to write the rubbishy thing for the Department of Health last week saying that COVID-19 did not, if you injected for the vaccine, that didn't put you on the internet as well. So probably the same bloke who's done the same thing.
They're from the government. They're here to help at the end of the
day.
Now, this driverless car, Tesla and their software, their driverless technology, we've seen this obviously in the US. It's not the first time it's happened over there where a driverless car has resulted in a fatal crash, but where are they at with that now?
Two people died.
Yeah.
There was nobody actually in the driver's seat at the time, so there was somebody sitting in the back, somebody sitting in the passenger side. They used the Tesla software in the car just for just to go along and drive along like that. Tesla don't actually invite you to go along and do that. It can do it, but it's not designed to do it for driverless cars. It's we've seen a few accidents now, and Tesla are probably in a bit of trouble for this, but there's an autopilot system for it. But the problem was that it took a long time to actually put the fire out because of the batteries as well.
I heard that.
That's the thing. So lithium batteries do take a long time to put out. There was an episode of Top Gear or the Grand Tour that went to air, and Richard Hammond had an accident in it, and I think it took 6 days to actually put the fire out. And it just made me wonder that, you know, with driverless cars starting, we've got a few Teslas that run around Adelaide.
Yeah, we do.
You know, are they capable of going along and actually putting those fires out at the time? So Tesla investigating it. But there's actually 14 investigations into Tesla crashes on their autopilot system in the United States at the moment. So there's people who are suing Tesla at the moment as well. And people are driving on the car. One man was driving, 2018, police pulled over a driver who was drunk, asleep at the wheel with autopilot enabled, and the car was driving itself at 113 kilometres an hour.
Wow.
You're supposed to tap the steering wheel every now and again just to let you know it's there. So I think it's part of the thing, you know, we always say that we're going to have driverless cars very soon. I think these sort of accidents kind of like set it back just that bit more.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable about, like, I'm happy to have driverless cars, but I want every car to be driverless. So they're all not, you know, not some and half and half, or at the moment probably 1%, 99%.
Yeah.
I want them all driverless.
I remember I talked to the Volvo took me out a couple of years ago to test drive one of their cars, and I was talking to that flew a guy out from Sweden who did a lot of the electronics and designing.
Yep.
He said, the problem we've got in Australia is kangaroos.
Yes.
He said, because they are so unpredictable, we don't know which way they are going to jump when they come across, you know, for it. So, you know, people have just got to, you know, realise that it's great that we might have driverless cars one day. Remember, if you're an Uber driver, they're going to put you out of business.
Yeah.
They really will. But, you know, a bit like me, I like some control over the car.
I do too. Yeah. And I think, like I say, I'm happy to have driverless cars, but it's all in or none in, frankly.
Exactly right.
So we can all the cars can relate to each other. And, yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. So as opposed
to. And only on certain roads, because if we went up the Mount Barker Freeway last, the Southeastern Freeway, you know, it would have been chaos there last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what would they do? They'd all, I don't know, they wouldn't know what to do.
No, they wouldn't at all. So yes.
Nuts. All right. We will take a quick break, Richard, at 14 past nine. My guest, Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Got any tech questions? Now's your chance. 8223-0000.
Each week on Rowie's Sports Show, get the very latest on who's fighting fit and who's falling flat.
With Rowie's Injury Report.
It's the absolute latest from both the Crows and the Power. Thanks to Western Hospital, the type of quality care you deserve. westernhospital.com.au.
Here at 5AA, we're all about supporting local. Here's who you can support around Adelaide. Invest in country quality outdoor blinds direct from the manufacturer and save. Visit countryblinds.com.au. Anyone can experience a cardiac condition, and it can bring uncertainty to your life. If you need support, reach out to Heartbeat SA's reassurance offices. Visit heartbeatsouthaustralia.org.au. 5AA, supporting local business.
Jess loves to cook, and the kitchen is her favourite place in any house. Jess is a home support worker for Resthaven. She visits her clients in their homes and helps freshen up the kitchen, cooks fresh meals, and shares her not-so-secret recipe for potato and leek soup. It's Resthaven team members like Jess that mean you can rest assured your loved ones are getting the best attention. Rest assured. Resthaven.asn.au.
Now, let me put on my glasses and tell you all about this. Something worth considering, really worth considering. Do you have any broken gold jewellery or gold jewellery you don't wear anymore? Well, Grant for Gold will pay you a top price for any of those unwanted pieces. Yes, large or small amounts of gold items are worth good money. Money you can put to very good use rather than having it sitting around with pieces of jewellery you no longer wear. Now, Grant will be at the Marion Shopping Centre, the centre court, just below the food court by the escalators there all this week until Sunday the 25th of April. Grant for Gold will also pay top prices for any old coin collections or any old watches, including fob watches and chains. So get along to Marion Shopping Centre, Centre Court, below the food court, and visit Grant for Gold. He'll be there all this week. You can take along any gold jewellery you no longer need for appraisal. Or if you want to have a private appointment, you can give Grant a call directly on 0419-038-605. That's 0419-038-605.
When you're gone, who gets your vintage 1951 Telecaster? Who gets the jewellery handed down from your great-great-great-grandmother? Who gets the other things that were precious to you? If you don't have a will, you'll never know. Donlan Lawyers specialise in wills and estate planning. From the simplest to the most complex, you can trust Donlan Lawyers to help protect your wishes. For wills and estate planning, visit donlanlawyers.com.
QCO on Brighton Road have everything you need to upgrade your bathroom, kitchen and laundry. We have over 40 vanity units on display, tapware and accessories. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering free installation on QCO's large range of sliding, bifold, semi-frameless and frameless made-to-measure shower screens. Come in for ideas or call us for a no-obligation measure and quote on 8298 2555. QCO, reflecting your good taste. 270 Brighton Road, Somerton Park.
Matthew Pantelis on 1395, Adelaide's 5AA.
Past 9 on 5AA, here with Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. You can get in touch, 8223-0000. A couple of text messages on the Tesla story, Richard. There's somebody here who says, who is it? Charlie. Hi, guys. The batteries are a real worry. I'd never drive one. You're sitting right on top of them. That's, well, they've got to be somewhere in the car, I guess.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Wherever they are.
If you pile them all at the back. So
yeah. But I like to get rear-ended or something.
Yeah, but it's the fire thing that to me that's frightening out there. To, you know, we got one that crashes here.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of water to put it out.
That's it. Yeah. And they were fighting it for hours, weren't they, apparently?
Days.
Were they?
Yeah.
The one just yesterday?
I think this one just yesterday. It's still a couple of days to put the thing out.
Really? All right. That's concerning. Now, tell me about booking a COVID vaccine. Is there concern about data being safe?
Yeah, it's Health Engine again. Our old friends at Health Engine on there as well. So I'm just, to me, it doesn't matter on there as well. You're looking forward to getting your injection?
Well, I've doubts about AstraZeneca. So you know how they don't want it for people our age.
Yeah.
No, it is for people our age, that's over 50. Right. So yep. I'm thinking, well, come on. Yeah. What's the diff?
It's a guess.
It worries me.
It knocks you around for a day or so. Well, that's what I've heard as well. You know, if we go back in time, AstraZeneca, Health Engine was fined $2.9 million 8 months ago.
Yes.
They took them to court for skewing reviews and ratings of medical practices, and they sold more than 135,000 patient details to private insurance brokers, which is not good. But you're going to end up booking through Health Engine. Now, Health Engine would like to know your name, your date of birth, your contact details, including your address, your email address, your phone number, your gender, your marital status, your occupation, your cultural background, your emergency contact details, your next of kin, your type of appointment you're going to requesting, the reason you want that appointment, your health information.
Well, you may as well call a hacker.
Information about your private health insurance, including your membership number, your Medicare number, your pension health card number, photograph or image, financial information, transaction information. It's a bit too much, Matthew, for me, as far as that's concerned. Now, they went towards the Senate and there was a minister who said, everything's fine, nothing to see here, please move on very quickly.
Wow.
On there as well. So, you know, every time I say to people, you know, they always talk about the amount of information they have to give these things.
Yeah.
You give them the bare bones of what's required just to get through to something. It doesn't matter whether it's Health Engine or anything else. You know, if there's optional information, if you don't give it, you just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
So, but do you have to give it to this crowd to get the appointment?
Well, I don't. Try and just book it through your GP.
Yeah.
You know, not through the Health Engine, you know, part on there as well. So, you know, just be careful about these sort of things. But really, in the end, the internet knows all about us.
Yeah, it does. I know. And we carry the same phone number for decades, let's face it. So, as I have at least 20 years now. And
I'd have about the same. Yeah. Exactly the same.
Yeah. So, you know, if they want to find me, I guess I just track that number.
I had a scammer on the phone today. Just
really?
Didn't hang up properly from me.
Yeah.
And I can hear them all talking in the call center.
Really?
On there as well. And just I've had three, and I've got to go and see one more as well. If somebody rings up purporting to be from your bank.
Yes.
They're not from your bank. Please don't fall for this. I've had, you know, $2,000. $4,000 and nearly there was a $400 and the guy just got out of it as well.
Yeah.
If this happens to you and you report it to your financial institution, they will shut your accounts down until somebody like me comes over and made sure everything's all right. And you've got to get a letter from me that says I've lectured you.
Yes.
I've cleaned up all your devices before they'll actually put you back on the internet.
So how would your bank contact you? Normally, like if there's a problem, if, you know, they detect money taken out of your credit card in Singapore, for argument's sake.
They will ring you and they will do it in a proper way. So they will say, you know, they'll give you a number to call back.
Okay,
You check that number before you go along and call on there as well. Or on most of them, when you use the apps as well, there's a little letters part in there as well. And if you log onto your account on your phone and your accounts have all been closed down, the bank has realised there is an issue with your account.
Yeah, as right.
Well. And that's probably the first sign that there is something wrong.
Okay, all right. Good. I had my bank ages ago call to say you've overdrawn.
Yep.
And the first thing they do is they don't tell you that. They say, hi, I'm from XYZ Bank. Can I just confirm whom I'm talking with? And straight away, you know, kind of blink and think, no, I'm not telling you any of that.
Yep.
Anyway, so then they wrote me a letter. because I hung up on them.
That's it. That's the way. Yeah.
And that's it. And next time they rang, I kind of expected it would be them. But again, I got the, so you need to give me your name, your address. And I don't know who you are. You're just somebody on the phone. I'm not going to give you that info. If you need to contact me, write to me. And they did.
And the problem I think the banks have got at the moment is most of those calls are going to come from interstate.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I've stopped answering 02 and 03 numbers.
Yes, totally.
Because they're all, you know, they're basically trying to sell me something or today I was going to be arrested because I'd done something wrong according to that and the sheriff was coming to get me.
I want to be on your number. I love those calls. They're great. Now, Adobe. What's going on? So the man who invented it?
The co-founder and inventor of PDFs, Charles Geshe, died.
PDF.
So that's a portable document format. He was one of the founders of Adobe. They invented Adobe PDFs. He died last week. Great company. PDFs, Acrobat, Illustrator, Premiere Pro, Photoshop, as well. So, you know, it really made, to me, a lasting impression on the tech industry.
Well, we're all using it.
We all use it. But believe it or not, he actually survived a kidnapping attempt back in 1992.
Really?
So two men seized him at gunpoint. He was arriving for work one morning, held him hostage for 4 days, demanding ransom, and he was rescued by the FBI.
Wow.
Good for them. Yeah. But he passed away this week.
How old was he?
81.
Good innings, I suppose.
Good innings.
A little bit more wouldn't hurt, but yeah, 81's all right. I reckon you got to get to 80, don't you?
Yeah.
I think so. In this day and age, you got to get to 80.
Got to get to 80.
At least.
I've always said I'll never go, so yes.
All right. Did he leave his passwords? I'm sure he did.
It's stuck on the top of a computer.
Yeah, that's right. Android's latest feature reminding you to avoid distracted walking. What a good idea.
Do you reckon?
No, well, don't you think? No. How many people do you see walking around with their phones bumping into things?
Which is hilarious.
I know.
It's very funny, isn't it? Seriously, when people fall, I saw somebody fall into the fountain
in
Rundle Mall one time. Funniest thing I've seen. Like, didn't hurt herself on there as well, but it was very funny at the time.
Yeah, I bet.
So Google's rolling out a feature called Heads Up
as
well that reminds you, stop using your phone while you're walking. So if it notices you've got your phone in your hand, you're walking along, it's going to give you a notification to stop doing that.
Mm.
So it might be, and look up at the time so you don't walk into another person out there as well.
Right.
So, you know, is it a good idea? Yeah, probably. But, you know, really stop using your phone when you're walking, just like we said.
That's a very good idea, really. And it's amazing how many people you see trying to cross roads while they're looking at their phones.
Or conducting a FaceTime conversation on there as well when they walk
along. When they're walking,
That's probably something that really annoys me when they do it because they're really not looking around at all. They're just concentrating on their phone when they're walking.
I had probably the luckiest escape once some years ago where I was filming with the phone on the edge of a jetty. There were dolphins down below.
Yep.
And I was walking along the edge on a lip, and I didn't realize this until I got to them because I was looking down at the screen, holding it over the edge of the water.
Yep.
How this ended so well, I do not know because the footage is absolutely fantastic of the two dolphins that were cavorting below as they were moving along the edge of the jetty below me. But as I'm holding the screen down, I've suddenly realized, heck, there's an obstacle. There's a pipe or something I've got to step over, which I managed to do. And it was almost like a Three Stooges if I'd gone in. But somehow I've got to the end and I've got this great footage. But it could have ended badly.
It could have
quite badly.
So, you know, but people do it all the time.
You see
it all the time go along and walk around and do it. So, yes.
Unreal. Richard, if people want to catch up with you during the week, how can they find you?
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. Just a very quick thing. I had a couple of people during the week who are still on Windows 7. You can upgrade to Windows 10 for free still. Links are up on my website. If you're on Windows 8, do exactly the same thing. Microsoft will still let you do it for nothing.
Okay.
Just be wary of, I'm not patting myself on the back here. There's a couple of firms out there at the moment who will do it. And I had one woman today, charge $600 to upgrade their system.
No. And they paid.
And they paid.
Wow.
And it still wasn't done properly because I was out there today to go along and fix all the errors on
well.
So the woman was absolutely ropeable.
I bet.
So, yeah, so just, you know, people like that, you can upgrade from Windows 7 or 8 to Windows 10. There is no license fee or anything to pay.
It's easy to do, yeah? You just go to a link somewhere?
Yeah, on my website, if you just key in Windows 10 upgrade. Mm. The post will all come up. They go to the Microsoft website. You create a little USB key and you upgrade just, you know, either to an in-place upgrade, which will take all your stuff and bring it over. The only thing I'd tell people is make sure you uninstall any antivirus you've got in there before you do it.
Okay.
Because that can interfere with the process. And be patient as well. People aren't patient when they do this. I've had a couple of them have taken over 30 hours to upgrade.
Really?
So you do it, set it all off and running, and walk away and leave it.
You can't use it in between?
No, you can't. It just takes a long time for it to go along. And
wow. Because Why does it take so long?
Because it's pulling off the old operating system. Right. Putting on the new operating system, then making sure all the software goes back bit by bit on it and it all works. And there are some software that goes, you know what, that's old and rubbishy, we'll dump it.
Right.
So it does go along for a couple of really old things and just puts it all to one side. It's very, very clever how it does it.
Okay.
But you've got to be patient when you do these things.
30 hours. See, if my iPhone takes longer than 3 minutes to up, I'm just about ready to buy a new one.
14.5 will be a big upgrade for you tomorrow, Matthew.
Can't wait. All right. Richard, thank you for tonight. Look forward to chatting with you next week. And you're back with Pilco tomorrow, I think.
Pilco tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Excellent.